Hi, I'm Keith, and I'll be your guide throughout this interactive new employee training for Nike. This training will take approximately 2 hours, during which time you will likely be tempted to think of anything other than the boring, over-lawyered content in front of you. If you stay focused, though, and score 80% or higher on the post-training quiz, you will officially be a Nike employee, which is pretty cool, right? Lucy and Carl want to bake a cake. Lucy has to find the right setting on the oven. Carl thinks it should be 350 degrees, but Lucy thinks it should be 280 degrees. What does it say on the box? As a defense contractor, many of the projects we work on contain classified or confidential information. Failure to properly handle this information can lead to fines for the company and even individual prosecution of our employees. This course is designed to ensure that you understand all of your compliance obligations when it comes to classified and confidential material. Remember that as a Macy's store supervisor, you are responsible for ensuring that employee theft does not occur. Let's review your options for dealing with an employee you suspect of theft. Searching the employee's work area. Searching the employee's property. Reviewing store video. Calling store security to conduct a personal search. Calling the police if evidence of theft is found. Calling the police should be the last resort used, only when theft involves high-value items or has involved the use of violence by the employee. You chose 500 milligrams of aspirin. The correct answer was D, none of the above. As Mr. Grayson has a blood clotting condition, administering aspirin could have dangerous side effects. Let's review the list of interactions for patients with diminished clotting function. Welcome to Level 5 of the Business Management course for undergraduates. This course is part of the University of Maryland's online supplemental coursework series. Please click next to continue.